Okay, today's daf is Erechin daf Hey, and we are on Daladam Beis, the fourth wide line towards the end of the line. V'haya Erechecha. We're talking about quoted a whole long brisa that darshan the different words in the pasuk about Erechin, and we spoke about tumtum and androgynous, and a man, a woman doing many together, manuva muchashchin, all the different. Unusual cases of Erechin, and we're still darshaning. This Amud Aleph on the bottom quoted the Brisa, and now Amud Beis is going through each of the sections of the Brisa to see what we can learn from these words. So says the Gemara, continuing quoting the Brisa, V'haya Erechecha l'rabos tumtum androgynous. Erechecha includes tumtum androgynous le'damim, for damim, because they do not have an Erech, because they are not only Vade Zachar, Vade Nekeva, the Brisa Darshan, and therefore, if somebody says, Erechin, of Tumtum and Androgynous, we assume it is Ladamim. So Gemara says, Damim, Lamali Krah, what do you need a Pasuk for to tell me that if you could give the Damim of Tumtum and Androgynous, Lo Yehei Ella Deme Dikla? Right, it's no worse than vowing to give the value of a tree. And there you could do it. Ilo Amar Deme Dikla, Milo Yahiv. Somebody says they want to give the value of a dikla of a tree. Don't they have to give? So too, why is tumtum and androgynous worse? So that also has damim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, this is the chiddush of the pasuk about tumtum and androgynous. Really, misvara, you would know it, that it's no worse than dikla. Amar Rava, lomar, shenidon bichvodo. The chiddush is that we are don it, and we estimate bichvodo. What does bichvodo means? It means if one gives one aver, so then we estimate the entire body, the entire value. Rashi says the last couple of skinny lines: shenidon bichvodo, shenidon kulo achar aver echad, shekvodo taluibo. Shem Amar Deme Rosho Alai, No Se Deme Kulo. That's the chiddush of the pasuk to say Tumtum and Androgynous don't only have a damim, but they have the halacha of Nidon Bechvoda. Why? Sagada Lechamina, I might have thought, Neder Be'erkecha Ksiv, as we have the connection, the hekesh between Neder and Erechin, Kosh Yeshno Be'erechin Nidon Bechvoda. Anything that has an Erech isn't included in the halacha of one aver can expand, and you can give the entire value. V'chal she'eino be'erechin, eino nida mechvodo, and anything that's not an erechin, so then you do not say that halacha of nida mechvodo, kamash bolan. That's why we say that even tumtum and androgynous, which is not an erechin, is nida mechvodo. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Period. Amar le Abaya, says Abaya, is that true? Udlo Isa, what was the Havamina? We assume that only things in Erech, that have an Erech are included in the halacha of Nida Bechvodo, but not items that don't have, and this is an exception to the rule, Tumtum and Androgynous, but Amalei Abaya, Udolo Isa Be'erechin, Mi Nidon Bechvodo, if it's not included in Erechin, is that really true? Mi Nidon Bechvodo, do you ever have, we said this is an exception to the rule, and you can have something that is not in Erechin and is Nidon Bechvodo, but do we ever have that? Do we ever have something out of Erechin as Nidon Bechvodo? Vatanya, but don't we have the Brisa that says, Rosh Eved Zeh Hektish? If I say the head of this Eved should go to Hektish, who the Hektish shutafin bo? The person, the Makdish and Hektish are our partners, because we assume that you are Makdish, the head, and therefore the entire, your shutafin in the body. Rosh Eved machor lecha mishana meneihem. Or if you say the Rosh Eved is sold to you, right, and it's more Makdishit, but you sold it to somebody, mishana meneihem, that basically also means you split it. Rashi discusses here why different lashon is used by a mechira and by hektish. We will see. Let's finish first. Rosh chamor ze hektish. What if you say it about a donkey, not about an eved? So if you say rosh chamor ze hektish, huve hektish shutafin bo. Same thing. Rosh chamor machur lecha mishavni beinayan. Can you estimate it? And it is evaluated between the two. Rosh para machur lecha. But now, switching over, third case, the head of the cow is sold to you, lo machar ela rosha. By a cow, only the head is sold. Lo machar ela rosha, and the mocher keeps the body, and only the head is sold of the cow. Skip the next two words, the shita takes them out, velo od, ela afilu rosh para hektish, ein la hektish ela rosha. By Hektish, we also say, if you're Makdish the head of the cow, goes to Hektish. V'yamar of Papa, why is it, what's the difference between Eved and Chamor versus Para? V'yamar of Papa, Tom is Davin Resha, the Torah of Beit HaAvchah, because many times the head of an ox, the head of a cow is sold separately. And therefore you could assume that that's what was sold, and that's what was Hukdash to the Mikdash. Right? That is the, Rashi says, the third line of a Rosh Eved, Rosh Chamor, Ein Derech Limkar. You never sell just the head. Hilchach lepalge zavne lepalge akdashay. So you just assume that it's split. So we have by chamor and by eved. So you just split it by the, if you just try to be makdash or mocher the rosh, mashayke by para. But now we have the diak. Vehachamor vepara, the lesnu be'erichin. There's no erich for a donkey or a cow. And yet what do you see? If you try to be makdash or sell the head, the whole body is included. Right, it automatically spreads. V'yeinido mechvodo. Lesnu be'erche v'yeinido mechvodo. And they're not nido mechvodo. What does that mean? Not nido mechvodo. It doesn't automatically go, instead of the opposite, it doesn't automatically go and become hektish. It's only the part. It's not nispashit bekulo, as the regular halacha of nido mechvodo. That's what Rashi says in the third line. V'lavi kule het hektish. So therefore, how can, Abaya asks, how can you say that there's a concept of nida b'chvodo outside of erichin? These are examples of where there is no erichin, and you don't have nida b'chvodo. Answers the Gemara, ulataymeich, tikshi l'cha eved, de'isa b'erichin v'nida b'chvodo. What about an eved? The first case, eved is in erichin, and it's not nida b'chvodo. So you see there's something unusual about this brisa, because you have some items, the first one on the list is in Erechin, the next one on the list is not in Erechin, and none of them are in the Bechvodo. It's never spreads, and the Hektish doesn't apply to the rest. So, Ella Lokasha, answer it. So, even before we do that, try to get back to the difference in Lashon between Shutafin Bo and Mishamnin Beinehem. Why does it, it's the same halacha. Case one and case two of the brisa is the same. You're just your partners in the animal, so why is there a difference in Lashon? So Tosas quotes Rashi in Dibur Maskil, who, not ha, who, Pierce Bakutris, the Gabi Hektish Nakat Shutfis, Lomar, Shehuva Hektish Chokin, the Maktish Bein Yafe Maktish, Avo Gabi Mechira Shayach the Mishamnin, Lashon Shuma, Klobashi Shumo, so Aver, Shamachar Leiza Malacha, Hu ra'ui l'fi shavio yito. By hektish, you want to make sure that the hektish gets its work. The other party involved now is hektish. So your hektish always wins. So that's why you say it's at least a shutaf. Mishanim is an estimation, and you might make an estimation that's good for the mocher or for the makdish. That's why it doesn't want to use the lashon of mishamnin. It by hektish only by mocher. Okay, because you have two parties there, unlike in the hektish case. Shutif at least 50-50. At least 50-50, but hektish can't lose. That's why it uses the lashon of shutafin. Mashikin mishamnin, you don't have to be as mendaktik, because it's just another head yod party. So back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, what is the rule? This is the sugya of nidon bechvodo. So when do we say that if I'm makdish a certain part of an animal, it turns into being makdish the entire animal or not? So first we just said, right, how do we get into the whole question? By Tutum and Androgynous, we suggested that even though they are not included in Erechin, they do have halacha of nidon bechvodo. So the question is, you have other examples of items that are not nidum, that are not in Erechin, or yes in Erechin, right? We brought both in the Brisa, that are not nidum b'chvodo. So, Ella, Lokasha, three lines from the bottom, Ha b'kachim mizbeach, Ha b'kachim bedek habayis. The chilik is, are we talking about kachim mizbeach, items that are sanctified inherently for kedushas haguf, or kachim bedek habayis? By kachim mizbeach, that's what the Brisa is talking about. That's a nidum b'chvodo. If I say this head of the Eved, this head of the chamor or para are going to the mizbeach, that's kachim mizbeach. That value, obviously the head of an Eved is not going to be burned on the mizbeach, but the value of the head of the Eved is going to be used to buy an ola to burn on the mizbeach for kachim mizbeach, then you do not say that it spreads. It doesn't spread. Bashenkin, by kachim b'dekabayis, it does spread. If I mock this a certain amount, so then it would spread. Stop there for a minute. Is there a svara for that? By kachim bedek abayis, where I just give the value, meaning this value should be used for temple upkeep. I could buy some kalim with it, I could do other things with it, just servicing the base of Mikdash. Is there any svar why that should automatically spread? If I mock this a little bit, it spreads by shaking by kachim his back? So Rashi seems to say no. Rashi to say Gzeiras HaKasev. That's what Rashi seems to say in the last couple of lines of the on the daf. Based on Pesukim, the Chiksev Nefashos Gabi Erechin Ksev the Kasher Bet the Kabayisu just says it. If you look in the Rambam, the Achronim try to figure out exactly what the Rambam means. The Rambam gives some type of svara. I'll mention it, but if you look in the Hesed Yad, he has about 5 pages on this Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Yudches in Erechin, the Rambam quotes. When do you say that you see how much the aver is worth? Bekachi mizbeach. Avo bekachi be the kabayis ha omer demei rosh chamor ze o kvedo hektish o demei rosh eved ze o kvedo hektish ha avu davar shen hashem atuliyabo har is a chayev be demei kulo. It spreads. Why? Shekol hektish be the kabayis kedushas damimu. All hektish be the kabayis is kedushas damim. End of Rambam. What's he trying to say? All of Hektish Bedek Abayis is Kedusha Zomim anyway. Is he saying that it's a lower level Kedusha and therefore it's easier to spread when you have the intense Kedusha that is going Al Mizbeach? So then that doesn't spread. Masha'en King Kache Bedek Abayis, that's easier to spread. Very unclear. Maybe you could connect it to the Reb Chaim that has come up in the past. We mentioned the Reb Chaim who goes to the root of what is the difference between Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Mizbeach. Because if you look at Maseches Baba Kama, there's a stira. A stira between two Gemaras, two blot away from each other. Two blot away from each other, not too far from each other. Both in Meruba. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Zayin and Baba Kama Daf Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches and Ayin Tes. The Gemara there in Tosfos discusses it in those places that one Gemara says, if I steal and then I makdish the animal, so I'm chayav dalad vehe. But the halacha is, if I sell an animal, tiyuch mechir, I'm chayav dalad vehe, 4 and 5. What if I makdish an animal? So two bought from each other. One Gemara says, you're chayav dalad vehe. The other Gemara says, you're not chayav dalad vehe if you're makdish it. Ask Tosfos. You don't have to look so deeply. It's a stira. If I makdish it, is that called selling it or not? So Tosfos says, oh, the chiluk is whether you are makdashit lebele kabayis or lemizbeach. If you're makdashit lemizbeach, then Tosfos says, you are not chayav dalad behei. That is not called a change of reshus. Meikara tura deruvein, vahashta tura deruvein. Before it was the ox of Reuven, and now it's the ox. Ashenki, the Gemara that says that it is a mechira, so then that is talking about kachim betek abayis. So ask Reb Chaim, based on Tosfos, what is Tosfos trying to say? You would think betek abayis is more intense. It's going to go to the base. It's going to on the mizbeach. So why shouldn't that switch? So Reb Chaim says that there's a big difference how it works. I'm talking about which is more intense Kedusha. But how does the Kedusha work? By Kachay Mizbeach, so the person himself is being Makdashit, is imbuing it with Kedusha. He is the Makdash, it's happening directly, and he imbues it with Kedusha. It's still his. It's still possibly legally, financially looked at on his balance sheet. But it's labeled on his balance sheet as a Kachay Mizbeach animal that's owned by him. And therefore, that's not called a mechira, because it's still legally his, even though he has imbued it with Kedusha. Masha'enke, when it comes to Kachay Bedek Abayis, a person is not makdish something with Bedek Abayis. Really, how it works, says Reb Chaim, is a person gives it dine mominis of hektish status. Once he does that, memela, it becomes hukdash. But he is not the makdish in that case. He just makes it shel beis hamikdash. But it's going to temple upkeep. Shall basically that's a memela kedusha is chal because it belongs to the mikdash, but not because he is makdashit. Therefore, that would be ironically that would be considered a mechira because it has changed financially and legal status. That's Tosfos in Baba Kama. Many rayas to this. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Psachim that says one violates Balyur. The Gemara says, do you violate Balyur Rabbi Yamatzei if you own chametz shel hektish? If you have chametz shel hektish in your rishus, I should say. So Rad the Gemara says, no, shalcha yataroa avalataroa shal hektish. There's no bal yorba yimatze by shal hektish. Rashi adds in, bedek abayis. Out of the blue, Rashi adds that in. Why does Rashi add that in for? Because Rashi says Reb Chaim is talking about our case. Bedek abayis chametz. It's not, you don't violate, because that's not legally yours. But kachim is beya chametz. What do you have kachim is beya chametz? Let's say you have a carbon mincha. So then maybe that would be Chayiv Bal Rabbi Matze. Or Rabbi Chaim quoted the Rambam in Hilchas in Erchin, in Hilchas Erchin that we mentioned before. The Rambam says, if I could find it, the Rambam says in Perek Vav, I think, of Hilchas Erchin. The Rambam says right here, Perek Vav Alacha Ches, what it, can you be Maktish Hektish Ilui? We have this back in Maseches Bechoros. If something is already Hektish, could I make it more Hektish? If it's Bedek Abayis, could I make it Mizbeach and vice versa? So the Rambam says it works in one direction. If something is Kachim Mizbeach already, you can make it Bedek Abayis. So what do you have to do? You have to evaluate this animal, you have to sell it, you have to burn it on the Mizbeach, and then have to give the value also to Bedek Abayis. But if it's Bedek Abayis, I cannot be Maktish Lekachim Mizbeach. Why? The Rambam says, you can't be makdish, something that's not yours. So the Rambam says, Mefurish, Bedek Abayis is not yours. Kachim Mizbeach is yours. So that is the Reb Chaim with many other rites as well. I just mentioned three, but that is the Reb Chaim. Maybe that's what the Rambam is alluding to here. The Rambam says, why does Kachim Bedek Abayis expand automatically by Kachim Mizbeach? It does not. Kachim Mizbeach, you are the active party. You are Maktish. So if you are Maktish a certain area, maybe that's it. Because you are directly involved, so you're doing it. You're Maktish it, and it doesn't, there's nothing to spread. By Kachim Mizbeach, Bedek Abayis, what do? I make it Hektish. He's saying, I make this limb Hektish. But then Mamela, it's becoming Hukdash. It's automatic. It's out of my hands already anyway. So the second it's out of my hands, so maybe that's why it's easier to expand. It's not me. I'm doing something, if I'm doing something directly, then you say, I did this, and that's all I did. But if it's Mamela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something, so then maybe, even if I'm only Makdish a little bit, Lebedek Abayis, it's easier to expand. That's what he says. You call Hektish Bedek Abayis, Klushas Damimu. It's just Klushas Damim, where you change the value. So maybe that's what he means, maybe not, but that's a suggestion. That is Perakei Halacha Yudches in the Rambam. Okay, let us continue. So the Gemara just answered that we have this Brisa versus the earlier rules. By Mizbeach, again, it does not expand. By Bedek Abayis, it does expand. If you're what does expand mean? If you're Maktish, a certain limb, so then it can expand and the Hektish turns into the entire animal. So B'mayu Kimta...
Any limb or it's...
We're going to get to it in a second. If it's any limb or not, on the next onward. B'mayu Kimta... How did we just establish and learn the Brisa? By Kachim Mizbeach, we say it does not expand. Ema Seifa... What about the third case? Remember the Brisa had three cases. Eved, Chamor, and Para. What was the third case? V'lo od, elafilo alma rosh para zu hektish, ela hektish ala rosha. What about that case? By para, a cow can be a carbon. So why do we say it's limited there? Amai, tifsho, kedusha, bakula. Why don't we say by para it should expand? If it's kachim mizbeach, we say kachim mizbeach doesn't expand. But what do you mean? Well, we're about to see an example where kachim mizbeach does expand. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa back in Maseches Kiddushin? If somebody says I designate the leg of this animal to be an ola, yachol tehe kula ola, you might think that the whole animal becomes an ola. Tamalomar kol asher yitain mimenu lashem yihyeh kodesh. Everything they give to Hashem shall be kodesh. End quote. Mimenu kodesh, v'lo kula kodesh. That's what we dash for the word mimenu. From it. So, in a regular case, we say, ola, it does not expand. Yachol teisa l'chulin. You might think then the animal can then go out l'chulin. Rashi adds through pidyon. You might think that then you didn't accomplish anything. Because regular kachim is back, you cannot redeem. But you might think then, because it doesn't expand, you can redeem it. No, it is kadosh. So hakeitzad, so what do you do? What do you do with this animal? This animal has a leg that is kadosh, and the rest of the animal is chulin. So hakeitzad, timacher letzarche olos, you have to sell this animal for those who require carbon olos. And the damel chulin, and the money that you got for this carbon will be chulin, because most of the animal was chulin. Chutz midmei oso eiver sheba, except for the value of that one eiver, because that one eiver is kadosh. Div Rebbe Meir Rebbe Yehuda. That's the first of it. Rebbe Meir Rebbe Yehuda. So if you say this limb, it does not expand. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon Omrim. No. Minayin lo omer ragla shazu ola shekula ola. How do you know it does expand? Tamalomar kola sheyitain mimenu lashem yekodesh. Lerabo says kula. Same pasuk used. One uses it to exclude, one uses it to include. It includes all of it. And now the Gemara says what's important for us. V'yafilu l'man da'amar ein kula ola. And even according to the first opinion, hani mili da'aktish davar she'en Hashem atuluya bo. That's only if you're maktish a limb that the animal does not need to live. The bottom of a leg, the tail. So then we say, oh, you only meant this. Aval davar she'en Hashem atuluya bo, kacha kula. But if it's a part of an animal that the animal needs to live, then everybody would agree that it spreads. Question mark. So how could we say that we were moking the previous brisa on the bottom of Dalin and Abayz as Kachim is Be'ach, and by Kachim is Be'ach, if I'm Makdish the head, the animal can't live without a head, if you Makdish the head, it does not spread. We just learned that no, even if it's Kachim is Be'ach, if you're Makdish a part of the animal that the animal needs to live, so then it is, it does spread. That's the question. You know what, let's continue a little more. There's a lot to talk about, but... Let's stop there for a minute. First of all, Rabbi Chanan has in a letter. Where are the Rabbi Chanan letters? In Kovach Shira, there are a couple of pages in the Sechelik Beis that are Mechtavim, 4 or 5 pages. So there, in one of the letters, on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Chanan talks about what exactly is the Kedusha of this animal. That has kedusha of, according to the first opinion he's talking about, the limb has kedusha saguf and not the rest of the animal. So Rabbi Chanan assumes that. Find it here. Rabbi Chanan assumes that. Let me just find the language of Rabbi Chanan. Shebeemes chal kedusha b'chol habehema v'nilman miyihi akodesh. Really, even according to the first opinion. That you're allowed to sell it, there's some level of kedusha on the entire animal. Why are you allowed to sell it? Why are you usually not allowed to sell an animal that's kedusha mizbeach? Because it's already labeled that it's going to bring kapara for a certain person and fulfill a neder of a certain person. But the kedusha of this animal was only because you were makdish a limb and it spread. So suggests Rabbi Chanan, in that case, it has kedusha, but you're allowed to sell it. It's not that it doesn't have Kedusha, except that one Aver, which was direct. Rabbi Chanan says, you have to ask, why are you allowed to sell this? Is it because there's no Kedusha on the whole animal, or it does have Kedusha, but the reason that you're usually not allowed to sell Kedusha like of animals is because you would directly makdish it, and it's coming to bring kapara and to fulfill a neder of yours. But here, it's not coming to be mischaper, and it's not coming to fulfill a neder, so that's why, even though it has full Kedusha, you can redeem it. That's how Rabbi Chanan understands the first opinion of this Gemara. Okay, but then the Gemara says, you should say his pashas kedusha bekula. This concept, if you remember, we had in a very unique way in the first parak of Maseches Kedushin. What's the case? A man goes over to a woman. I want to be married to half of you. Chetzeich mekudash is a lie. What's the halacha? The Gemara says you're married to the whole woman. Why? His pashas kedusha bekula. Amazing. The Gemara compares marriage to a case of hektish. Rashi says, you know why? Rashi there in Kedushin Daf Zayin. Rashi says, you know why we compare the two? Because you use the lashon of hektish. Hariat mekudeshesli. Rashi says there, toha mekudeshes, but lashon hektish ka'amar la. Sounds like from Rashi, it's like a technical term. And Tosfos even expands on that. Let's say someone says, hariat mu'uresesli, which also works for marriage. Then you would not say. If you say, chetziech mu'uresesli, Tosfos says there, and Rashi also, Pashto says it, avamay omam o'reses ochad mihanu lishni dela'el, alze lo hayamaksha benifshu kedushe bekula, lepirzeh. They wouldn't ask it. Amazing. Rashi and Tosfos both seem to say that it has to do with the language. It's a language issue. The Pnei Yeshua there says, come on! You know, it's not a language issue. Don't you remember the shiurim that we had in Maseches Kedushin? There are many examples that we have of the comparisons between Hektish and Kedushin. There are examples, there are parallels. Look in the first daf, Kedushin Beis Mabeis. What does the Gemara say? Erisin is Aser Akule Alma Kehektish. So Hektish and Kedushin are comparable. Or, remember we had a Rabbi Yosef Engel in beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. There he quotes the Rishonim, at the beginning of the second parak, talks all about getting married through a shliach, something that we don't usually do bizman hazeh. So there are some Rishonim that say that if a person is makadesh be shliach, he quotes the Maharami Rutenberg at the Tshuva about this, let's say Reuven says Shimon to marry a woman for him, finally when Shimon brings the woman and Reuven sees his wife, he should do a second Kedushin ceremony. That's what some Rishonim say. And after Gilyoni Ashas, v'hu davar matmiya, kiven to sof sof chalu kiddushin adei shliach ma inyin lekiddushin shniyim v'hare et ishto umakadesh. He's already married to her. So what's the basis for this minhag of doing a second kiddushin ceremony? V'hine ala v'dayti tam nachun l'kai minhag Rishonim anal. Let me explain. The kivan de kiddushin in yonam hektish. Since you compare kiddushin and hektish, kiddula eldav bezim abez, and ayin la eldav zayin. Those are the two gemaras. And looking at darim davav, which talks about yados la hektish compared to yados la kiddushin. So he says, you see this comparison between hektish and kiddushin. So he says, look in Shabbos kuf memches. Shabbos there it says, if you have a shepherd who usually shepherds your sheep, ro'eh ha'ragil etzlo, shehikdish pesach avuro, he knows it's becoming almost Pesach, so he, without my knowledge, goes and is makdish one of the animals, one of my animals, for a carbon Pesach, for me. Does that work? Chal ha'hekdish b'tam zachal adam shlo b'fanav. Does the hektish works? The Afalpikein says the Gemara, Chozrim abaylim umakachim oso hektish ilui midirabanan. You're makdish it again when you get it, even though the shepherd already did it for you. It already is! Doesn't matter, do it again. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, for whatever reason they have to do it by hektish, maybe that's the reason you have to do it by kiddushin. Hachanami be kiddushin din yonam hektish, av shecholu kfar aydei shliach mikomako mish mitzvah derabanan, sheyachzu bailim, have your personal element, like we discussed about kiddush. V'yekachu ba'atzman, v'shaper ha'shar l'kadishenis gam bibracha. Wow. Kechol mitzvah derabanan, shemavarchan aleihen. Can even make a bracha by the second kiddushin ceremony. Amazing. Right? There's something lacking even in the first ceremony if it's done through a shliach. So you see there are many examples. Kiddushin daf beis, kiddushin daf zayin, kiddushin daf mem aleph, to explain, to reflect and illustrate the connection between kiddushin and hektish. Says the Pnei Yeshua right there on daf zayin. No, what do you mean? It's only compared if you use the lashon of hektish? Even if you say the lashon of mu'reses. It's the content of kiddushin, not the language of kiddushin. It's the content, and therefore, even if you use the language of mu'reses, still the Gemara would have that comparison. Lefiza achanami ein lachalik bein lashon kiddushin l'shal lashonos kiva deikir inyan kiddushin to asr lano al kulei alma v'atara nitzna lo reshus lo asra memela havelik hektish the pashik yisur bekula v'chulu. Okay. Anyways, that's the important comparisons between the Hektish and Kiddushin. One final point, and then we will continue. The Mikdash David, we haven't had a Mikdash David in a while, Mikdash David writes in the Kuntras Achron, in the back of the Mikdash David, he has one simon on Pashta Kiddusha Bekula, and he says there, based on Rayas from the Rambam, that this principle would not apply to Chatas and Asham. V'nira lomar, based on a Rambam, the afila l'man da'amar amrina pasha kedusha bekula ube'ever shanashama tluya bo l'kula yalma amrina pasha v'kreva hurach ba'ola. That's where the example's given. Nobody ever picked up on this. Ola, ola, ola. Those are examples given in the Brisa. V'avol b'chatas kivan de'be'inan hafrasha l'shem chatas ula oso chet kivan shehu hifresh rak chetzya v'chetzya asheni nispashta me'eleha imkein leka b'hafrasha ala chet. The efshar liskaper b'chatzi asheni mishamachi tamus. That's based on a Rambam. Doesn't apply by chatas. You need a hafrasha l'shem chet or l'shem chatas. So it only applies that we're talking about here by ola, maybe by shlamim too, but not by chatas or asham. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Ella. So yes, we're stuck at a question. The question was, how could we say in the Brice on the previous Amud that by Kedushas Haguf we say it does not spread, while by this Brice we say by Kedushas Haguf it does spread? So Lokasha, there are two types of Kedushas Haguf. We just spent time talking about the difference between Kedushas Haguf versus Kedushas Bedekabayis. But now the Gemara is going to say even within Kedushas Haguf, you could talk about two things. One, where you're makdish an animal and you want this animal to go. That's Kedushas Haguf l'mizbeach. But what if you give a certain item for Kedushas Haguf, which means you want this, the value of this item to be used for a karbon, not for bedek habayis. That's a different type of Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas Mizbeach. Kedushas Haguf l'mizbeach, Kedushas Damim l'mizbeach. Those are the two phrases used. So, ha, b'Kedushas Haguf, ha, b'Kedushas Damim. They're both within Kedushas Haguf. That's the difference. In the previous case, in the previous Braisa, it's Kedushas Damim l'mizbeach. That's what does not spread. Kedushas haguf lemizbeach does spread. So the Gemara says, one second, v'hamaru d'amar, but didn't you yourself say, makdish zachar l'damav kadosh kedushas haguf? Let's say you're makdish an animal that could be used as a karban, but you have in mind that it should only be used damim. Tough luck on you. If this is a tam animal that could be used for the mizbeach, it's going to the mizbeach. So didn't you say that? So why in the previous passage you say, oh, it's kedushas damim l'mizbeach? But so what if it's kedushas damim l'mizbeach? It should be automatic. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, ha-da'akdash tula hula ha-da'akdash chad-ever. If you're makdish an entire animal that's fit to be burned on the Mizbeach, so then even if you only had damim, kavana, it's automatic, it goes to the Mizbeach. But if you only makdish one limb, so then you don't say it goes to the Mizbeach. Why? Rashi says, trei migu lo amrinan. You're going to have to say two steps here. Even though you were only makdish a limb, it spreads to the whole animal. And even though you're only makdash for damim, it's going to be for the mizbeach. You don't say two steps. You're allowed to say one step. If you're makdash the whole animal for damim, it could switch to the mizbeach. But if you have to say two steps, ma migu, denachtele, aver echa, nachtele, whole body, mi denachtele, klushas damim, you have klushas aguf, that you don't say. Period. So now the Gemara says, one second, chad aver nami, ibay ibay lun. What do you mean? Is that so clear? That's so clear that you don't say two steps? We have that was at least a shayla. You asked that question. Deba'i Rabba. Rabba asked, Hikdash Aver Ladamav Mahu. If you're only makdash one Aver Ladamav, what do we say? Do we say that spreads and then you're makdash it or not? Ki Ibailan. So, question. So it's at least a question. So if it's a question, why don't we prove it from this brisa then it does not work? If it was a question, we could have proved it. So where I said, no, Ki Ibailan Patam. We only asked the question about a Tam. Again, what tam? If you're makdish one aver of a tam animal, lidamim, right? Lidamim of mizbeach. Does that automatically spread to the whole animal and to the mizbeach? So that was our shaila. Avahacha b'balmum. But our brisa is omer b'balmum. How do you know? Dumi d'chamor. It says, one of the previous cases, chamor in the brisa. So just like chamor is the ein locha balmum gdola mizu. So the other ones must also be talking, even the para case might be talking about a balmum.
So Balmum is
pashit that it's not nispashit. It's not nispashit. So the Gemara says, one minute, Balmum nami yibay yibay lan. No, we also asked the question about the Balmum. Debay Rava, Debay Rava, Demei Roshi legabim izbeach mahu. Right? Yeah, the Shai, he asked the Shai about the Debay of my head, which is in lacha Balmum, we're talking about a human being. So, again, if he had that Shaila, why didn't the Gemara prove from our Brisa that it's not nispashit? So the Gemara says, you're right. The question was asked before he knew of the brisa. Okay, he wouldn't have asked it if he knew the brisa. Easiest answer. Period. Gufa, we continue. Boi Rava. What did we just quote? Demei roshi lagabe mizbeach. Mahu nidon bechvodo o enidon mechvodo. If somebody says the value of my head should go to the mizbeach, do we say that he really means the value of his entire body or not? Do you stretch it? Do we say, here's the tzadim of the suffix, lo ashkechan bedamim deino nida mechvodo, you never find by damim that you don't say nida mechvodo, and here obviously it's damim, talking about demei roshi, o dilma lo ashkechan lagabim mizbeach de nida mechvodo, or you never find klushas mizbeach, as we just said, which he's trying to do, that is nida mechvodo, so you have a little bit of damim here, a little bit of mizbeach. So therefore, what do you say? Teku, unclear. So we don't know how to view this type of case, which has a little bit of mizbeach, which usually does not spread, and kedushas damim, which he's not given his own head, which does spread. Sorry? So that is the question that was a case of hakdasha, and what is he, in terms of nida mechvodo? See, me mechalik, legabi mizbeach. See, here's legabi mizbeach. That we just said was kedushas, it was beferish kedushas damim l'mizbeach. Here, maybe you mean it more kedushas haguf, not kedushas haguf, kedushas damim l'aguf. So you have to say, meaning what you're asking, what's the difference between the eved case and the ish case? Well, I think Rashi discusses it. Why the Gemara doesn't relate it? Look on the first couple of wide lines in Rashi. Boy Rava.
Here you have a teiku, which is ultimately answered by a brisa that they didn't know about.
No. This is Rashi talks about what's the difference. This is a new question. Do you say nida b'chvodo or nida b'chvodo? Right, this is not the exact same. Rashi talks about it. You look at the difference in the case. Rashi says on the second line, you want to read it? Well, you can read it. Mi amrinan, right, look at the start of the first line of Rashi. To me, Roshi l'mizbeach, v'yidim b'fodo e'in yidim b'chfodo, v'yav pal gadamim, v'harei e'lecha balmum l'mizbeach, adam izeh, shu adam, v'kami ba, I'm sorry, that was in the previous. Mi amrinan lo ashkecha neder b'shum duchta de nida b'chfodo, odema lo ashkan l'gami mizbeach. So the Gemara assumes that it's different than the case of the Braisa. Boy Rava. You have to work out exactly what the difference is. Boy, Rava, Erki alai lagabi mizbeach ma. What if somebody says my erech should be given to the mizbeach? Erki alai. Nidon behesig yad o nidon behesig yad. Does he have the kulas of hesig yad or not? What's the kula of hesig yad? We mentioned yesterday by erech. If you are too poor, if somebody is too poor to pay, so then the coin evaluates to see how much they could pay. So do you say that in this case you have the kula of hesig yad? Lo ashkan be'erechin de einid be'hesig yad. Every case of erechin usually has a hesig yad. Or do you say no? O dilma lo ashkan l'gavim is be'ech demifrak ella b'shavio. Or do we say that anything that's the gavim is be'ech, you always go by its value, nothing less? So here's again, it's a case of erechin, but it's a case of mizbeach. Teku, unanswered.
So we ask him, do we split it and only cash it on one, or is
that... Right, what is the real, in this type of case, in which category of hakdashas do we put it, we would say. Because if it's in the world of erechin, every erech has the heter of hesag yad, the kul of hesag yad. If it's, you focus on the type, the mizbeach, then you wouldn't. Because he said a lashon that has both. Boy Ravashi, or Hikdish Ste Achuza Lagabi Mizbeach Mahu. What about if somebody is Makdish Ste Achuza? Usually, if somebody is Makdish the Ste Achuza, there's a certain amount, there's a Xeris HaKasif, Pasuk and Bechukosai, the certain amount, how much you redeem each area of land for, depending on how many years to Yovel, but there's a certain amount of money for each area of land. So here, what do? Here, you were makdish stei achuza, but it was lagabi mizbeach. So mi amrina, do we say lo ashkan stei achuza de mifrika ella bezera chomer sarim bechavishim shekel kasef? Every stei achuza is redeemed for that value, right? And therefore, that's the value you redeem it for here. O dilma or lo ashkan lagabi mizbeach de mifrika ella b'shavio. Or do you say you focus on the mizbeach aspect of the nether? So teku, the question goes unanswered. Okay, that finishes that section. Maybe we'll talk more about that first Shiloh, how it's different. Maybe we'll get back to it. The first Shiloh, how it's different than the previous Brysa. Okay, we'll talk about it at the beginning of this year tomorrow. Mishnah, fourth line. Pachos mibedchodesh jidar v'lo nerach. New topic. Somebody who's a baby who's less than a month does not have an erech. Right, in the Torah it starts off by 30 days and up to 5. But if somebody's less than a chodesh, he could be nidar. Right, you can make a neder about him, but you can't make an erech about him. Tan Rabbanan, Hamarach Pachos Mimen Chodesh, Remeir Omer Nosein Damav. So you can't give it. What if you say erech? So Remeir says you have to give damim. Vachamo Omer Moamar Klom. No, it's nothing. It's meaningless what you said. But my kemifli, what's the machlokas? Remeir Savar Ein Adam Osi Devar Levatala. Remeir holds that people don't say things for nothing. Yodeya She'ein Erech Lefachos Mimen Chodesh. People know Pasuk in Chumash. Zil Kari Bei Rav. Even if it's b'chukosai, people know psukim in chumash, and therefore everybody knows that there's no erech to less than a 30-day-old miben chodesh. V'gamar va'amar l'shem damim, so it must be that he meant damim deep down. For rabbanan savri, other mosi de levatala. No, so let's be a mosi de levatala. So therefore, he is chayiv to give nothing. Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, afilu eini yodeya. Even if he doesn't really know, Remeir would say tough luck. Why? Because, Mistama, you have in mind to go like what the Rabbanan tell me to do. And therefore, that's enough. Whatever Chazal say, I meant. And so we can assume that even if a person really does not know the halacha according to Rebbe Meir. Maybe that's based on the inner kofan of Swachi Yom Rotsani. Everybody deep down wants to do what the Rabbanan tell him to do in terms of halachah. Okay, but machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan, whether a person is mosi dvar levatala. Kamana zohada amar of gidol amarav, ha'omer erech kli alai, no sein damim. The erech of this kli is upon me. I have to give the damim. A kli doesn't have an erech. So who would say you have to give the damim? Rebbe Meir. That must be Rebbe Meir, who again, a person knows that Akli doesn't have an erech, so he must have meant the damim. So pshita to Rebbe Meir asya. What's the chiddush of that? Of course that's like Rebbe Meir. No, ma'al detema filu karabanan. You might say the rabbanan would agree in the kli case. Hasam hu detoi. No, maybe by a person, it's really a mistake. Savar ki hechi dik erechon leben chodesh. Genami lepachon leben chodesh. He didn't know that if it's less than a month old. Avol hacha delekha lemiti. Here, everybody knows that erech is only by people. So he must have done this on purpose. V'ali elam yodei ashe inerach l'kli, v'gamar v'amar l'shem damim, kamash v'lan, we don't say that, and even by a kli, the Rabbanan would not agree, the Rabbanan would say, you are pater. Olor ha-mei alamai yitzrich, okay, wonderful. So according to the Rabbanan, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush for us to say that they don't hold of it. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's a davar pashut. Right? If you say it by a person, surely by a kli, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Meir that you have to give the damim? So the Gemara says, Ma'u de tema, taima de Rabbi Meir, de hasam gazar pachas ben chodesh, ad ben chodesh. No, you might have said in our brisa, the first brisa, his svara is because he makes a gzera. Not because of his principle that applies across the board. He made a gzera. Abel haka de lekele mixer, but by kli, maybe there's no reason to be gozer. Emalo. Maybe you would not say to give damim. Kamash malan, taina de Rabbi Meir, deina de mosi, devar lo atala. The chiddush should know, that's the reason for Rabbi Meir. Loshna hacha, loshna hacha. Doesn't matter how big of a mistake it is, and it's not an issue of a gzera. It's an issue of ein other mosi, devar lo atala. Again, something that comes up in many, many different areas. Another area comes up. Kaman azla hada amar abar Yosef amaraf. V'yamri la amar aviva bar Yosef amaraf. Something that Rav said. Hamatish behemas chaveiro no sin dameho. If I matish my friend's animal, I have to give the damim. I can't be matish my friend's animal. Ain't other matish avashin shalom. So what did I do? So it must be that you wanted to give the damim. Come on, Kirby Mayor. So again, that also must be like Kirby Mayor, because ain't other mosi dvar vatala. Says the Gemara, Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna. But Rav already said this. Damar Rav Gidam Rav. Ha'amar Erech Kli Olai no sin damav. What's the difference between a Kli and your friend's animal? They both are what you said should be nothing, and it must be that you meant something according to Rabbi Meir. So again, the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema." No, you might have said in the kli case, "Hasam hu diodeya shein erach lakli." Everybody knows there's no erach in for a kli. V'gamar va'amar l'shem damim. So there must be that you meant damim underneath. Avol behema debas mikdashi, but an animal which is a bar hakdasha. Ikal amemar. Maybe this was his thought process. Tahaki kamar. This is what he said to himself. If I tell the master, if I tell the owner of this animal that I was already makdash it, so mazvin li nilei, he'll sell it to me. So you know what? I'll be makdash it now. Dikdash lo mehash of akrava. I'll be makdash it now, and then I'll buy it, and then I'll be makrav it. So that's maybe what somebody thought, and that really doesn't work. But that would have been his havamina. Avol adami lo kai. But he never meant damim, he really meant hakdasha. And if it didn't work, you should say he's chayiv nothing. Kamashmalon, we don't say that. Kamashmalon, we don't say that he had damim in mind underneath. Let's just finish and I'll make one comment. Amar avashi, v'hu da amar alai. And the only case where it works for the friend's animals where you use the lashon of alai, which is a neder. Aval amar harizu, lo harizu is a nedava that's focused on the animal itself. And therefore, that would not work. Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma, in his chidushim on Erechin, in the end of Chelek Beis, he says, maybe this is Rav Lashitaso, at least the Havamina. Rav says, you would have had a Havamina that a person says, oh, when I buy it from him, the Hekdash will work. Rav is one of those Shitas that hold Adam Makdish. I look at Rav in Bamitsia. Sadazu Shani Lokech Lashe Ekhena Tikdash Kadsha. This field, when I buy it from him, it will be Hekdash. It works. Adam Makdish Davar Shlabala Olam. Rav holds that. In Bamitsia, so it's Lashitaso, says the Meshech Chachma. Because it is something that, that's why he would have this Havamina. And then he says, if you look in the Rambam, it works even if you don't say Adam Makdash Davar Shlabala Olam. He doesn't quote what the Rambam is. Vav Lamed Aleph. Vav Lamed Aleph, you have to say, hey, if he quotes the Rambam, you gotta look up the Rambam. Crucial Rambam. We didn't do this yet, so we gotta do it now. Says the Rambam in Vav Lamed Aleph, listen to this Rambam. Yireli, it appears to me, our ears always open up when he says Yireli, because he's not based on a different earlier source. Sha'af alpi she'ein adam makdash davar shelo bala olam im amar hare alai lahakdisho hare zechayiv lahakdisho kisheyavo la'olam mishum neder. Wow, very important Rambam. The Rambam says you can't be makdash davar shelo bala olam, but if you promise to be makdash it when it is bala olam, that is chal. That works. Because that's not lo bala olam. You're be committing now. Committing now to do something. I'm chayiv to be makdish it when it's bala olam. V'im lo hikdish, when it's bala olam, hariza over mishum lo sa'acher v'lo yachel o mishum kuchol ayotzi mipiv yaseh. Kashar nedarim. Ketzad, so it gives an example. Ha'om aray alay lahakdish kol shatalim mitzudasi kol minayam. I'm makdish, whatever my net traps today. I'm going, Hare Olai Lihakdish. Not I am Makdish. That does not work. Hare Olai Lihakdish. So then that works. Hare Olai Litilaniim Perish Etosi Sadazu Bechulu. All that works. Vizer Vachayosi Bo Bechlal Nidarim Hu Lo Bechlal Hekdeshos. That's a nether to be Makdish. That's not Makdish. That's the way it works. And then the Meshach Chachma says that's why, that's the Havamina Bar Gemara. And then he says, Raya Ladavar. Unusual Rambam. I'll bring you a Raya from a Pasuk in Chumash. Raya Ladavar Zeh, Masha Amar Yaakov Avinu, V'chol Asher Titein Li, Aser Aras Renu Lecha. How is he being Maaser already? No, he's being Noder La'aser. Right? Chol Asher Titein Li, V'nemar, and then Hashem says later on, Asher Nadarta Li Sham Neder. V'hareha, that's what he says. U'kezer Roy Ladun. And then he quotes another Raya, he says, Hare Amar, if somebody says, I'm not going to leave this world until I'm a Nazir. He's going to be a Nazir right away. So again, he's being no there to do something in the future. So the Ravid says, I like the Raya from Yaakov, I don't like the Raya from Nazir, but Chulu, he talks about it. Anyway, that's the Rambam. Gotta know that Rambam. Perek Vav Halacha Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. A Raya from Yaakov Avinu. A little bit more, and we continue. Omer Gochavim. So we spoke about less than a month old, so now we're going to go. Remei Omer Nerech Avalo Marech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marech Avalo Nerech. Machlokes, whether they can be Marech or not Nerech, or vice versa. Zev Zev Modem Shenodar V'Nidarin. Everybody agrees that a guy could be Nodar and Nidar. You could be, he could be Nodar of value, and you could be Nodar the guy's value. But Erechin Machlokes, which way they can go. Tanur Rabbanan, and it's based on Psukim. Based on Sukkim, Bnei Yisrael Ma'arichin Veinovdik Chav Ma'arichin. The Tanakhama here holds, Rabbi Meir holds that they can be Ma'arich, they can be Ne'arach and not Ma'arich. Yochel lo Ye'arach and Tamal Omer Ish. Div Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Meir. V'chimeyacher Shemikra Echad Merav Mikra Echad Memayit. You have two words in the pasuk. One inclusionary Ish, inclusionary, and then one exclusionary, Bnei Yisrael, v'lo akum. Mibnei mani omer nerach v'lo marich. Why do I say that a guy should be nerach and not marich? Mibnei shariba hakosav b'nerach and yoser mi b'marichin. Because, you know, there are more nerachin out there. Shaarei cheresh odav akadah nerach v'lo marichin. Cheresh odav akadah can be nerach and not marich, so to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda omer, same thing. Bnei Yisrael nerachin v'ein odik lachavim nerachin. Lachu yonei marichat amal omer ish. So he also has the opposite limudim from the same pasuk. Amar Yehuda v'chimeacher shemikra echad merabu mekra echad memai. One word includes, one word excludes. Mipnei ma ani omer oved kochavim ma'arich v'lo nerach. So why do I say they can be ma'arich and not nerach? Mipnei shiriba akasev b'marich and yosem ibn nerachin. Because there are more ma'arichins out there. Shaharei tumtava androgynous ma'arichin v'lo nerachin. Period. So you see, each of them say there's one type of person that's in one category and not the other one, and that's where the guy is going to be included. Amar Rava, Hilchasa de Rabbi Meir Mistavra. I like Rabbi Meir's halacha. Taime lo Mistavra. I don't like his reason. Taime de Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra. I like Rabbi Yehuda's reason, but Hilchasa lo Mistavra. I don't like his halacha. Basically, he's saying we should possibly like Rabbi Meir, but I don't like his reason. Hilchasa de Rabbi Meir Mistavra. Meir makes sense that a guy should be able to be Ne'erach and not Ma'arich, Dichsiv. Did I say that correctly? Yeah. Because it says by the second base Hamigdash that Goyim were not allowed to participate. Lo lachem v'lanu livnos es beis elokeinu. So they can't participate. They can't be ma'arich, but they can be ne'arach. Taya lo mistavra. But I don't like his reason. To come ma'isele mecheresh of a katan. He says, oh, cheresh of a katan means there are more ne'arachins out there? No, there's a separate reason why they can't be ma'arich. Shani cheresh of a katan. That's not a reason to say there are more ne'arachins out there. They just don't have das to be ma'arich. But that's not inherently in the category. Time of Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra to come mighty. Let me talk to Androgynous. I like the reason for Rabbi Yehuda because that's a real people that are in a category. To Afta Agavdal Bnei Dea, and they are Bnei Dea Miatin Rachmana. They're still excluded from Ne'arach. Hilchas Alo Mistavra, but the halacha is not. I don't like the halacha like him. Dechsev Lo Lachem Alonu Livnos Es Beis Elokeinu because of the pasuk by Yeshedi that they cannot be included. Period. We'll stop there. The Rambam paskins not like Rabbi Meir. So ask the Ravid. The Gemara says, "Ochas like Rabbi Meir Mistavra." What's the Rambam talking about? So the Kesef Mishnah explains. We usually have the rule: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam thinks the general rule overrides this specific Gemara of Rava. The Ravid feels otherwise. The Ravid says, "No, what are you talking about? This specific. If you have a specific case and rule in a certain context." That overrides the general rule. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Parshas here tonight, and Ben Hashem, we will continue and try to get back to that original question that we had in the Manalas, try to get back to it.